Human Vortex Training and Menachem Brody present the Strong Savvy Cyclist and Triathlete Podcast, where we talk strength training, physiology, psychology, tech, and much more to help you get fitter, faster, and stronger in and out of your sport, giving you expert insights, talking with other leading experts. And now, your host, world-leading strength coach for cyclists and triathletes, Menachem Brody.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Strong Savvy Cyclist and Triathlete Podcast, episode 114. If I sound a lot less energetic than I usually do, that's because, well, I am. Turns out about 2 weeks ago or so that I caught corona. And instead of flying to Leuven, Belgium to present a keynote at the Science in Cycling Conference and to teach a one-day masterclass on assessment for strength training for cyclists and to be there alongside some of the best professionals and teams in the world for the Road Race Cycling Championships, I wound up being in lockdown with my family. Whom I also turned out to have given corona as well. So we'll get to that in just a minute. It's going to be a much shorter episode than usual. But before we dive into today's topic of 114, which clearly was not scheduled, just want to share two announcements with you. Number one is the second edition of my book, Strength Training for Cycling Performance. The ebook on Kindle is going to be released on October 8th. So a week from today, the release of this podcast, Friday, October 8th, the release of the book. I'm very, very excited for this. Really went and dug for a true top shelf team for the book designers, for the editor, as well as for others to read through and give feedback. And I got to tell you, the response and the result has been fantastic. It's completely reformatted. We've gone through and really, I mean, they really did a fantastic job. It's been re-edited. We made a correction to a lot of the sophomorical editorial writing errors. I write very much how I blog. Usually my blogs are the fifth, sixth, or seventh draft, and they're self-edited. And sometimes I'll have somebody else take a look at them, depending on what the piece is and the intended audience. But that was one of the only negative feedback from the first edition was the editorial and the book setup. So those have been addressed, as well as having 100% professional pictures. We hired a photographer. We cleaned up the pictures quite a bit. The lighting didn't come out quite as we had hoped. But I'm super pumped. I mean, the format, the content, and how it reads is way better. So if you haven't already signed up to get the pre-order, do so now. The physical paperback will be available somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks after. We still have to go through the author copy, making sure everything looks good, go through the sample printing. But if you're waiting for the paperback, that is coming hopefully about a month after. Announcement number two is the Strength Training for Cyclists certification course is going to open here middle to end of October. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of work, and I've got to tell you, usually with these launches, I'm incredibly hands-on, tinkering and rewriting the copy for the letters. Actually, every open has been brand new emails all the way through. And I think this time, just with how my energy is right now, we're going to wind up going with a couple of the emails from the last one. I might change a couple things here and there, but really my priorities need to be getting myself back to health, being here for my family to get them back to health, and spending time with them. The last announcement here is that we are going to release here early next week the 12-week home kettlebell and bands workout program. So this is the same one that's over on the Human Vortex Training website on the Kajabi platform. However, a number of you have written over the last 2 years since that was released asking for it to be on Training Peaks. So it will be here. It's going to be released. It is an absolutely fantastic program. The feedback from those of you who have gone through it has been amazing. It's worked far better than intended, which is amazing. And a lot of that comes down to you guys listening to the weekly weekly focus videos, which help you actually go on the journey of learning how to move well. So this is what we talked about back in episode, I think it was 82 and 83, with Miguel Arganzillo and the golden ticket, learning how to move. So if you're interested in that, that'll be live on Training Peaks. I will send an email out. So if you're on the newsletter, then we will have a link directly for it, and those on the newsletter are going to get a special discount as well for the first probably 5 days or so that it's open. Now, as you can hear, my energy is already fading, so I was planning on this being a 20-minute podcast, but it may very well be 10. I got to tell you, it is. I'm very grateful. Let's put it all out there, right? So the week leading up to my leaving for Belgium was very stressful. I had actually misplaced, or it's on my old computer because I was supposed to present in 2020, and I couldn't access my previous masterclass template. Luckily, I had done a couple drafts of it in my Google Drive, so I had access to that, and so I had to redo the whole thing. And it came out even better than what I remember the original was, which was really exciting, but also a ton of work. I remember being up a couple nights till 2-3 in the morning. In the 2 or 3 weeks leading up to that, my son had two ear infections. So there was very little sleep there. I think there was about a week where my wife and I each maybe got 4 hours of interrupted sleep at night for a week straight. And then it was getting my passport up to date because it had actually expired because the passport I got issued last time, for whatever reason, there was something off with it where it was only issued for a year and a half instead of the 5 or 10 years that it's issued for. It was something weird. I don't remember what it was. And it expired a couple weeks ago. So technically they don't let you fly within 6 months. So I had to go to the consulate. Not to the consulate. I thought I had to go to the consulate. I wound up having to go to the airport, sat there for 3.5-4 hours and got it updated, paid a lot to have that express service done for a passport that lasts a year. And then lo and behold, what do you know? I was just thinking, I'm normal rundown from what I would consider normal, at least for what I know, having a child that's sick for 2 weeks, being up those couple of nights, getting ready for the masterclass and practicing the presentation, going through and making sure that I had nailed down the offshoots that I wanted to go down. And that's something in some of the courses I've done, Strength Training for Cycling Success over on Training Peak, Strength Training for Triathlon Success. One of the feedbacks that a lot of people have is that I kind of go quote-unquote off topic. Just give me the information you know. But there's a lot of stories. Those are very carefully selected because there's a lot of lessons in those. So it's kind of akin to how Charlie Munger teaches about investing and looking for good businesses. There's a couple other professionals. I know Tony Gentilcore and Dean Somerset, their workshops tell a number of stories. And that's kind of how I like to teach as well. So it takes a lot of preparation to really cultivate and call out the specific lessons and the unique athlete or client experience that was had to make sure it meets. So really tough, it kind of comes off as flowy off the cuff and spur of the moment, but it's very much planned out and takes a lot. So anyhow, I went to get my pre-flight COVID, and for whatever reason, I just had this voice in my head that said, you should get the rapid result. So pay for the PCR, pay the extra fee to get the test result back within 3 hours. I was due to fly the next day. I purposely waited until the 24 hours before because I wanted to make sure that I had enough window that when I landed that I didn't have any issues. I was like, if I get it and I land, I'm 72 hours later. Anyhow, the last hour before the results were due, I just kind of had this feeling. I was actually laying on the sofa. My son was napping with my wife in the bedroom, and I was on the sofa just trying to chill out and relax and let things kind of go. And it came back positive. So I went from preparing to fly and present to being in quarantine in the apartment with my wife and baby. And we just kind of felt like, you know what? They're both probably going to get it. It's very, very hard. Doctor told me if you don't want to give it to them, you have to wear the mask at all the other times, sit in the other room, sleep in another room. You should stay in a different room. Don't interact with them at all. When you have an 18-month-old, very rambunctious, healthy, energetic 18-month-old in a 3-room apartment, Yeah, good luck with that. I'm pretty sure my wife would not have any hair left in her head if I did not help. So anyhow, that's where I've been. So I apologize. I know a number of you have emailed asking where I went, what's going on. And I haven't really responded to emails. I actually left the initial email responder up because I woke up the next morning feeling absolutely trashed. So it's been interesting. You know, I'm very thankful that in the end, we're halfway through. I'm very thankful that none of us wound up having to go to the hospital, no breathing issues. We're relatively healthy adults. I actually felt different bad than the 3 days after the second dose of the vaccine. Those 3 days I was in bed, didn't really eat or drink much. I forced myself to drink Coca-Cola. I know, such a punishment, right? But I needed the calories. And those 3 days I was completely useless. And it was really tough. I had to actually time that. I work with a number of professional basketball players here. So their off season this past year, two of them went to the championship, one went to FIBA championship, and then the national championship here. So really long season. So they only have like 5 or 6 weeks to really get work and get things set. So I had to time it really, really carefully. So one of them was going on vacation. Another one was able, like we had managed to load him up because I said, hey, I've got to do this at some point here. Managed to load him up where he got the 3 days, 4 days off. We planned 2 days. Why am I sharing this all with you? You know, is it for me? Is it for you? I just want to try and be transparent about what the process was like. And everybody's very different. You know, my wife has had similar to what I had after the vaccine, but it's been 8 days now. So she's just finishing up here, you know, what they consider the mandatory 10-day quarantine. Once the positive test came in, she's just now starting to finally feel better. But she slept a lot. My son has been sleeping a lot. His energy's been about the same, but, you know, he just sleeps more. It's been 18, 20 hours a day. Whereas I went to not really eating much, just feeling tired all the time, and I still do. And it's going to be interesting. Like, let's be honest, my fitness for bike riding was not great leading up to this. I had my accident and broke my fibula, so I've got a wonderful 9-inch plate with 7 screws in my fibula. That was in August 2019. I tore my meniscus in March 2019. I think it was 5 days before I was due to fly to Mallorca for a training camp with Velocious. Wound up trying to do everything I could. So I hadn't ridden my bike because I couldn't clip in and out without feeling that meniscus, which is very unsettling, and having that knee lock. So I elected not to ride. So I went the other bout, you know, riding the Aerodyne at the gym, doing strength aerobics, doing other stuff, kettlebell work, lots of kettlebell work. Managed to get back, I'd say probably 65 to 70% of my top shape fitness. And let's be honest, I'm not a world tour rider. I'm not a pro continental rider. At best, I'm an average rider for whatever city I'm in. So cat three, unless we're climbing a long climb or a steep climb. I hate those things, but the downhill, I'll catch you. So it's just been really interesting to go through that, you know, the last couple of days, taking the garbage up and down the stairs. We live on the third floor. To walk up has been interesting, although today I did finally feel better. I'm technically out of quarantine, finished this morning, or yesterday morning, excuse me. So I didn't go out for the first day. I want to have a little bit of a margin of safety. I didn't really need to go out. We've had stuff delivered. But I got to tell you, all of this, you know, what's the point of all this, right? I'm just trying to share with you what the adventure has been like, and mentally it's been very, very difficult. A couple dark days there. You know, I try and be very positive. And let's make that the takeaway for today. We're almost 15 minutes in, and I'm starting to wane here, but we all have our priorities, right? So the year I got married is when I started to change. Before that, it was work, clients, I can sleep later. Putting the work in, getting really good, traveling to just learn, reading. And after I got married, it took me about 6 to 8 months, but I managed to change the priority to my wife and then work. So that meant actually stepping away from coaching the cycling team I had here, White City Racing, because two mornings a week, I was gone, and then I would come home, eat breakfast or shovel breakfast, and then shower, change, and out the door. So I didn't see her from essentially, 5:20 in the morning when I got out of bed to get ready until 10:30, 11 at night when I finished. And usually then I had phone calls or work I was doing, so midnight. And then also weekends. So the Saturday morning bike rides, driving the follow car. It was not an easy change. And I will say, having gone through Corona the last 10 days, 11 days, got my priorities right, man. It's hard. It's very mentally hard. I was not in a good place for the first 2 days. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like the whole time leading up to it, I'm like, the passport. Oh, I got to get the passport renewed. Okay, make the appointment. Oh, I can't find the whole day's masterclass. Where is that thing? The computer won't start. I can't find it. The backup drive won't connect to this one. You got to be kidding me. All these obstacles. And I managed to push through, come out even better, only to test positive less than 20 hours before the flight. That was not a good time. I was probably about as bad as my back injury. No, the back injury was worse. That I thought I would never be able to do sports again, and that was even worse. But I got to tell you, man, the pandemic on a personal and professional level has really allowed me to understand the reorganization of my priorities, to meet my athletes much better. Although I was doing a pretty good job before, it really has. I always put family time or significant other time into the training plans. And I got that right, man. I'm just doubling down on that. And instead of producing massive amounts of content moving forward, it's going to be the podcast here. I've got a number of guests that we've had to obviously delay because I just don't have the energy to sit and talk and really be present the whole time. We've got YouTube videos that we were scheduled to record, which obviously will now happen soon. I'll probably do a couple YouTube lives next week, the week after, just to get back into things. It'll be planned. It won't be like this podcast. They'll actually have very focused points. Just enjoying, the sunrises and the sunsets. I've really enjoyed the sunsets here, especially with my son. I've kind of made a priority for me is spending as many sunsets as I can with him over the next year, including my wife. It'll be a little bit harder because she's working. The winter sunsets at 4:30, whatever it may be. Whereas with my son, I can make that. And that's where I'm at right now. So I guess my question to you is, out of today's podcast, was there anything that was useful, or was this just me talking? I really wanted to make sure that I stayed consistent. I will tell you, I've got to be honest here, and I always am. I got to tell you, I touched a kettlebell to move it to do deadlifts, and that was about it. I moved the kettlebell. I was like, man, I'm out of breath. That is more than enough for today. I'm just going to put it back. That'll be my second set. I haven't done diddly. I've done some glute activation exercises, some shielded breaths, a little bit of side planks against a wall, just very, very little bit, highly modified, but I needed to keep my back healthy from just sitting on the sofa and being on my back so much, no pun intended, but it's been interesting. So I'd really love to hear from you guys and gals. This is probably going to be one of the lowest rated or lowest listened podcasts out there. So I will ask you, if there's another podcast episode recently that you found to be very valuable, please share that with somebody that you know needs to hear it, with three or four other people. We'd really love to grow the podcast. And I will have a more organized I Got Corona podcast possibly in the future once I can, weed out and come up with a more focus. But I wanted to stay consistent. Sometimes in order to get to where you need to be, you just got to stay consistent. And I got to tell you, I did think about doing some lives, and I'm just like, I look like crap. I don't think I can make it even 3 or 4 minutes. It's just going to be me sitting saying, hey, I got Corona. See you guys. That's not staying consistent. So next week, I'll probably be talking about getting Corona and coming back. It'll be here in the home office, so we'll see what we can do with the lighting. And then from there, we've got some new format stuff, some educational stuff. We're going to do a couple different pieces to help explain strength training. We're also going to get back into the gym and do our exercise demonstrations. And that's going to be it. You'll notice the HV Training YouTube, website is going to see a nice little uptick here as we are doing some renovations there as well. The team's been working hard the last 2 weeks while I've been down, and I'm very excited. We have a meeting next week, so very excited to see that. I am going to go lay down because I am just hammered. anyhow, if any of you guys have had Corona, I would love to hear from you what your experiences are and what's helped you, because I have kind of a couple ideas. I know two or three of the trainers out there who listen and we've had here have patients or clients themselves who are now Corona patients, some as bad as being on a ventilator fighting for their lives, and others just having a head cold essentially. So I'd love to hear from you guys. Go ahead and shoot me an email, Brody, B as in boy, R-O-D as in dog, I-E at humanvortextraining.com. That's it for today, guys and gals. I'm hammered. I'm going to go, not hammered drunk, I'm hammered exhausted. I'm going to go lay down. Have a fantastic weekend. We will see you next week. We have an interview with Chris Abbott, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm excited to get that out to you, and we'll get back to our regular program, God willing, after that. So have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing and giving us a 5-star review. If you don't like this episode, find another one that you do like and write the review on that one, because this is a little bit out of the ordinary. All right. That's it for consistency. I hope you found some value in this. I'll talk to you guys soon.
That's it for this episode of the Strong Savvy Cyclist and Triathlete Podcast with world-leading strength coach for cyclists and triathletes, Menachem Brody. Don't miss an episode. Hit that subscribe button and give us a review. For more exclusive content, visit humanvortextraining.com or get the latest expert videos from Coach Brody on the HVT YouTube channel at HV Training. Until next time. Remember to train smarter, not harder, because it is all about you.